This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The International Labour Organization, the ILO, has condemned labour abuse in Qatar and demanded that the country act to protect its 1 million migrant workers immediately. The ILO is the United Nations agency concerned with matters of work in the world. Qatar, a small Gulf state, is building the facilities for the World Cup of football, soccer, scheduled for 2022. The ILO's demand for change in Qatar was supported by the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC. Sharon Burrow is the General Secretary of the ITUC.
Qatar is a slave state. That's an extreme thing to say, I know, in the 21st century, but that's the reality. Workers are exploited from the moment they are forced to pay money to recruitment agencies in Nepal or India, Philippines, other Asian or African nations. They sign a contract, they go to Qatar. Often the contract's torn up and they're paid as little as $400 a month. They are, many of them, skilled workers. They are forced to live in squalor. Nobody who's been to those labour camps where you have 8, 10, 12, sometimes more to a room, would accept, and certainly no CEO would accept, their son or daughter living in those conditions. Then, of course, they are often abused, underpaid. The work is dangerous. More than one worker a day will die in Qatar. And yet, even if they want to leave, they can't leave the country because they're owned by the employer, who has to sign an exit visa or indeed a transfer of working rights. Their passports are often held against the law. It's appalling. It's appalling. And frankly, it could be fixed. We've offered the government solutions. They have no political will to fix it.
The Global Union Federation, which represents food workers in the world, is campaigning in support of displaced workers, mainly women, in India. Radio Labour's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The International Union of Food Workers, the IUF, has started a global campaign in support of 1,400 workers employed by the multinational company Ferrero in India. The company produces products such as Tic Tac, Kinder Joy, Nutella, and Ferrero Rocher chocolates. Most of the workers are women employed in perilous contract jobs via temporary hiring agencies. Only 380 of the workers have permanent jobs. The contract workers are paid poverty-level wages and have no social benefits or health protection. Many of the workers have to travel long distances to and from the factory. Transportation is only provided for the permanent workers, while casual workers are forced to stand by the side of the road for hours before sunrise and after sunset to hitch rides on passing vehicles. This extremely dangerous practice exposes women workers to sexual harassment and violence. The union representing the workers presented its demands for a new contract in 2012, but after 32 meetings, nothing has been settled. Instead, management has continually threatened reductions in the workforce. The workers have launched a series of protests. These protests are continuing despite harassment and intimidation by management. The IUF is the global union federation which represents food, farm, and hotel workers worldwide. It represents 12 million workers in 126 countries. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In other news, the largest labor federation in the United States, the AFL-CIO, has released a report showing that the chief executive officers of U.S. corporations in 2013 made 330 times more money than the average American worker. Of all the Western countries, the United States has the greatest income inequality. In South Africa, the union representing 70,000 workers at the country's three biggest platinum producers has promised to continue its 12-week strike despite a refusal by management to bargain. The Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union has started a strike fund for its members. The union is asking that wages be doubled over a four-year period to the equivalent of $1,188. Around the world, unions are holding demonstrations to protest the safety record of the Anglo-Australian mining corporation Rio Tinto. The demonstrations are being organized by the Global Union Federation Industrial. Kamal Ozkan, the Assistant General Secretary of Industrial, told the media that many deaths at Rio Tinto operations, such as the 33 deaths in Indonesia last year, could have been avoided. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.